Today, we have the familiar story of Martha and Mary. When Jesus came to the town where Mary and Martha lived, he went to their home. Martha welcomed him and then immediately went to the kitchen to prepare a delicious meal for him. Mary, however, sat down at Jesus' feet. She talked with him and listened attentively to him. In Martha's mind, the least Mary could do was ask her if she needed some help. However, Mary did not do so. Martha was upset and angry. Here she was slaving away at the stove while Mary sat at Jesus' feet. When Martha barged in to complain that her sister was not helping her, Jesus gently reprimanded her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Does this mean that Jesus regarded contemplative life as more important than the active life? Definitely not. Both are equally important in the life of every Christian. However, Jesus made sure that we set our priorities right. First things first. Mary has chosen the better part, not that Martha chose the wrong one. Rather, Mary had the right priority. She sat down and listened to the words of the Lord. Before doing anything, she made sure she had the guidance and inspiration of the Lord. On the other hand, Martha was anxious and worried about many things because she rushed right into her work without seeking the wisdom and strength from the Lord. It was, therefore, not a question of which of the two is more important. Work and prayer are both important. Rather, it is a question of which of the two should come first. The gospel tells us that it is prayer that should come first, so that our work will be guided and aided by God. A quotation says, "When man works, it is only man who works. But when man prays, God works." This reminds us of what the psalmist proclaimed, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build. Unless the Lord guards the city, in vain does the guard keep watch." Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing." Ultimately, it is God who makes things possible, who makes our work fruitful. The encounter with Martha and Mary challenges us to find the delicate balance between doing and being, between serving and sitting, between Martha and Mary. Saint Teresa's wisdom reminds us that both aspects are necessary for life rooted in Christ and capable of bearing fruit in the world. As we strive to lead and serve, may we ensure that our action is nourished by contemplation, and our contemplation leads to loving action. We can discern from the action and reaction of Martha and Mary in serving the Lord, as a form of spirituality. It is a combination of prayer, action, or reflection which we need in our lives as Christians. Today, we Carmelites celebrate the feast of Saint Elijah. The life of Saint Elijah the prophet, a central figure in Carmelite spirituality, exemplifies the balance between action and contemplation. Elijah's story, as recounted in the Old Testament, portrays him as a prophet deeply engaged in the mission of God through public ministry, while also withdrawing to solitary communion with God in prayer. This dual dynamic makes Elijah a model for integrating contemplation and action in the Christian spiritual life. His intimate relationship with God in prayer fueled his bold prophetic actions, while his actions continually brought him back to the need for deeper communion with God, reminding us that both are essential for living a life fully attuned to God's will. Action and contemplation are not viewed as opposites, but as complements. As much as we are drawn to the danger of the much activity, we work and work as if there is no tomorrow. We are so involved in our apostolic activity, outreach program, and looking for money, but we miss giving attention to enlivening our relationship with God, family, and friends and listening to them. If we have given so much time to work, we also need, in the same manner, a time for prayer, meditation, reading the scripture and the Eucharist.